We have some cherry trees. We have some out here in our orchard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have cherry trees here. Raise almost most of fruit. We can't raise apricots and things like that here. It gets a little too cold.
Oh.
We raise peaches and apples and plums and strawberries, and as I told you yesterday, wild blackberries,
mm-hmm.
tame blackberries too, if you want them. How'd you get, Mom?
Yeah, they have some new winter hardware for cats now.
They do?
Yeah.
Well, the old boy, a tractor turned over.
Why? We maybe could raise those then. That's one of the reasons we can't raise them here, where they get killed before they ever get out in the spring, you know, see?
Yeah, I think Henry Field has some that are hardy in Iowa.
I see.
I don't know, I've been tempted to put some out myself.
I don't know why, if they're hardy in Iowa, why we couldn't raise them here.
Yeah, it seems they should, doesn't it?
I don't know a reason why we couldn't.
Do you have that bush around here that has a bunch of brown berries on it in the winter? Bright red or yellow leaves? They come in whole bunches?
Well, you mean wild?
Yeah.
Now, you ain't talking about a huckleberry. They don't get in.
These sometimes get old, 6 feet tall.
I don't believe we have what you're trying to talk about.
I think it's shoemake or something.
Oh, who has shoemake? Yeah, they'll have a little old berries on it, and the quills just live on them. Oh, in the winter, whenever and everything else is snowed under, the quails, you can go to one of those shoemake thickets and oh, they're just eating all
like
the
that, huh?
Yeah. Yes, good. It's a good place for these quails in the winter. Lots of bob white.
They're pretty little birds.
Yeah.
It seems a shame to shoot them.
Yes, it does.
They're a lot of fun to shoot.
Oh, yeah. They get the biggest sport out of that here. They have a certain time, you know, that you can hunt them. And,
yeah.
But there's lots of them here. Lots of them.
I went out last year and hunted quail just once. The first time I've been out, I think, in, about 12 years.
We don't have no prairie chicken or nothing like that here. No grouse or nothing like that. But
did you in the early days?
No, not that I ever remembered of. Now, in the state of Washington, they had lots of grouse and pheasants and things like that.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have them here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's too damp or what about that. Now, you take this country here, up until just the last 2 or 3, 4 years, they've got now so they raise a lot of turkeys here.
Uh-huh.
As many as there's a couple of parties right over here, a mile and a half from here, had 16,000 last year.
My goodness.
Raised them till they're big enough, you know, to butcher.
Uh-huh.
16,000. I went over there to look at them. I thought they was the awfulest sight I ever did see.
Well, what a noise that would make.
Mm-hmm. And they bring them to them now. They brood them somewhere else, or raise them someplace else, and brood them till they get big as, half as big as a frying chicken, putting near as big as a frying chicken. They just bring them then and just turn them out on this range. They have a certain outfit fenced, you know, say 10 or 15 acres. And then of a night, they've got wire, electric wire stretched around and got lights to keep the wolves or things like that from bothering them, you know, see? Yeah, they raise them, oh man, left alive. It's a sight on earth that the turkeys make money out of them.
I imagine. That's a good business, but it's a hard one, I imagine.
Yeah, they have to. Last year I was over there when the old boys was feeding them when they was putting their grown, and they was feeding them 16,000. They were feeding 6 ton of feed a day.
Ooh.
6 ton of feed, the pickups just to haul it out there and put it in the feeders.
See, wear out a pickup in the air.
Wild land, yes, and they just scoop that in, you know, in their feeders and out of a place where they bring it. They bring them, they got big feed bins. And they've got a way of augering that right out into your pickup. And they auger that out right into the feed bin.